trusting that these qualities are cultivatable, but also already inside us. We already have them within us. So it's a question of going and sometimes recognizing them. Sometimes going to get them. Which is more the cultivation side of it. What do I need now? What do I need now in my meditation to be able to be in a space of curiosity? To be able to receive and be interested in this curious way, to these tools, the hindrances, this basic stuff that keeps coming up for most people in meditation, even if there are many, many more than five, just putting it down to five is taking away the many shades of each one that there are. So to be able to be in a space that can with ease allow into our awareness and accept, this is wanting. This is not wanting. Which are desire and aversion, in other words. That pushing away. That going towards. That agitation. And sleepiness, that agitation that could be different shades of stress, anxiety, that sleepiness could be a wanting to not be here, to not turn up, to not meet the anxiety. Or the irritation. And having sat for a few days, there is a settledness, I can feel it. It provides a space. For like the agitation, the anxiety, for some it can be a state of emergency, the alarm system to come down. To just come right down to sitting. And the mind state of doubt, the unhelpful doubt, to be able to recognize and know it for helpful, helpful questioning or unhelpful doubt, takes this space, creating this space of settledness, of seatedness, of stillness in our own bodies. to not be pulled around by these tools, by these hindrances, to not be blown by those winds, but rather be able to check them out. To get more familiar with them, not to cultivate them more, but just to be able to recognize them. And this last one that Sumedha was speaking of, the upekkha, the evenness, the stability we've been focusing on in body grounding the last few days. This more steadiness in our bodies is a great help in that. To trust that you can sit back in that. Some friendliness, some loving kindness towards yourself for the difficult states, for the strong emotions, the strong mental states that can come up that are difficult, of anger, of hatred towards oneself or others. This needs a lot of metta, a lot of loving kindness, friendliness, and compassion. Compassion that knows what's not needed. That other sort of kindness. That can extend to others. And this gladness. That we've been calling celebration, like celebrating our own practice. Celebrating our glimpses, our moments of steadiness and clarity. Celebrating our moments of ease and our moments of meeting difficulty. That's mudita for oneself. That can grow and spill out onto other beings. So these heart qualities we can bring into our meditation. And it sounds like a lot of numbers. The four heart qualities, the five hindrances. But to actually encounter and welcome and embrace and get to know these five tools that come up in our life, in our meditation, the same ones come up a lot. We're going to need the other ones. We're going to need the four qualities of the heart. That we all have in us. It's just a question of uncovering them. And recognizing them, sometimes pulling them up a bit, going, come now. Bringing them in at the right moment. So for this last half an hour of meditation, I'll be quiet and leave you with all these tools and just see how it goes. See what comes up. What comes up? What's happening now? And with what attitude am I receiving what's coming up?